How can we be sure that what we read, hear, or see on the internet is real? The internet has changed the way we work and the way we spend our leisure time. We no longer need to queue at shops. Products can be bought in an online catalogue. Dream holidays can be booked from a travel website. Its supporters say the internet can cater for almost every human need. We can even find love on the internet. This is Cliff Sarin on ComputerWeekly.com podcast, where you can download and listen to interviews with leading experts on key topics of IT management and technology. In today's interview, I'm speaking to Lee Siegel, author of Against the Machine, who believes there are many things wrong with the way the internet operates today. So Lee, what is wrong with the internet?
Well, I really have to stress, first of all, that I'm not a Luddite, and I use the internet, and I wouldn't be here if it weren't for the internet. I booked my tickets, and itinerary, et cetera, et cetera. I haven't been on email for a few days, and I feel like I'm missing an arm. So I'm by no means someone who feels that the world should be rid of the internet. But I think it's developed without criticism, without scrutiny. And because of that, its more pathological aspects are now, to my mind, the most prominent aspects, namely the asocialness of the internet. I call it the first social environment created for the asocial individual. You don't have to interact with other people. You walk into a coffee shop and you can see everyone's online. You know, in the old days, even if you were writing a letter or writing a poem or something, your situation was porous. You know, you were half in the world of the cafe and half in your own world.
Okay, now just to stop you there, it seems to me though that with things like MySpace and YouTube, people can create content themselves. They can do things. You know, the record industry is worried about the amount of people who can actually produce their own records now online as MP3 files. It's been a great enabler in that respect.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm not one of those people who thinks that the recording studios have to be protected, or that the big publishing houses have to be protected. I think all the doors should be thrown open, and I'm all for shattering hierarchies. But I don't think any hierarchies really are being shattered. I think new hierarchies are being created. And I think once you have a situation where people are recording their own songs, it becomes even harder for someone to get noticed, paradoxical as that may sound.
How come?
Well, because there was this old-fashioned system for, as corrupt as it could be, as imperfect as it is, for sort of filtering, winnowing, you know, that's why people are so fascinated by American Idol. There seems to be, I don't think there really is, but there's this simulacrum, if you will, of a winnowing process, you know. And when you have everyone atomized in their own worlds, doing their own thing, how do you sift through all this? How do you sift through all this chaos? I think what it does to the performers is to induce a general insecurity. Because, you know, in the old days, Elvis would sound like Johnny Mercer, or rather he would draw from Johnny Mercer, but he would do his own thing. And you always had to do your own thing. You had the Beatles and you had the Rolling Stones. Neither sounds anything like the other. But in the internet culture, I think copying, imitation is the key to success. So you have people unsure of what their antecedents are in their particular line of endeavor. And so what they do is seize the most successful act or performance in their realm and try to reproduce it, which in fact is what the singers do on American Idol, isn't it? They're all patchworks of different styles, of previously established styles.
Now, one of the things that you mentioned in the book is about truth, and that information on the internet cannot really be trusted.
A lot of internet people celebrate this. There's a political blogger in America. His blog is called Atrios. And he recently celebrated the fact that on the internet, the truth blurs into fiction, and you can't tell what's sober and accurate from what's performed and fabricated, and he thinks this is just a wonderful postmodern liberation. And I think anyone who thinks that is simply out of his mind, or he's working for some neo-fascist party. Because after all, that's the one danger confronting mass society, that truth will be fabricated, that the regime will fabricate truth. And it's no better if private individuals around you are making up their own truth. How do you keep yourself from being hurt? How do you keep yourself from being hurt in life in general when egos are clashing in a scrimmage of appetite? How do you keep yourself from being injured or preyed upon when you don't even know whether the person talking to you, sitting in front of you or on your screen, is telling you the truth? Am I telling you the truth? What if I were to say to you now that everything I just told you I don't believe is all made up? What if I were to go out and write an article about that and say that, oh, I had an interview with someone and I just lied. I lied through my teeth and he printed it and, well, so much the worse for him. What chaos that would produce. No?
But we have laws, don't we, in the country that hopefully protects us and ensures that the truth does come out in some respects.
Well, of course, the word law or legislation is anathema on the internet, so no one wants any kind of convention enforced. Nobody wants watchdogs of truth. The internet people will say this truth, this blurring of the line between truth and fiction, it's a wonderful thing because we can make our own reality. Nobody governs us. Nobody tells us what to do. But I find it an infantile vision of the world.
Having looked at, covered the internet for a number of years, I do see quite a lot of it driven by large American corporations. Now, there is, European internet, successful internet companies, but elsewhere in the world, the internet doesn't seem to get noticed. What have you found?
Well, I think that's, you put your finger on a major problem of the internet. Again, rather than shattering hierarchies, the internet is reproducing the old forms of hierarchies with kind of a new content.
Thank you, Lee, and thank you for listening. Please join me again on www.computerweekly.com/podcast.